Hi there, this is Des Futak from desfutak.com and webvideoexplosion.com. I just wanted to do a quick update on some of the latest developments that are going on with social media at the moment. Now, I guess you might have heard that facebook.com is beginning to overtake Google in terms of visitor retention and traffic. But I want to just remind you that, in fact, a very, very essential part of social media is, in fact, video. And in this particular phone blog post or podcast, if you're listening to this on iTunes, I'm just going to tell you about some of the things that are going on in video right now. Now, I don't know if you know, but there are three main types of video. And the first one I'm going to talk about is the one that probably everyone associates YouTube with, and that is viral or funny videos. But I don't know if you know this, viral videos are only a very tiny fraction of the total types of videos on YouTube. And in fact, what a lot of people class as viral video is no more than popular video, because a particular video host or video YouTube user or web star, as they're sometimes called now, has a very, very large following. And so that really differentiates them from a viral video producer, because a viral video may only have one or two videos in an account and maybe a completely unknown person, but that video happens to take off. So viral video is not really something that small businesses should be focusing on, but more building up a social presence using YouTube. Because I know for a fact that I've used YouTube in the past simply as a way of directing traffic to my offers. Whereas if you use YouTube in its proper sense, it's actually another social media platform, very much like Facebook. But unlike Facebook, its main emphasis is on video, and almost entirely video. About 40% of Facebook's traffic is video, whereas on YouTube, it's obviously 100%, and well, maybe 99% if you include the small amount of traffic that goes via messaging. But videos and responding to somebody's video with another one of your own is the de facto way that YouTube regular members will use as part of their video marketing or video branding, or in the case of a lot of just individual YouTube users, they're not really doing either of those things. They're more focusing on just building community and building a following. So really, if you are a small business, what you need to think about is how can you develop a presence on YouTube that will compel people to want more. Now, obviously, the biggest thing you can do is give something away that's valuable and useful to other people. And the case I'd like to really talk about this evening is, let's say you're running a Chinese takeaway or a restaurant, and you know, you've got people who want to go out for the weekend and get some food, some cheap food, but you've also got other people who like Chinese food but may not necessarily want to go out. So here's something you could do if you're running a Chinese takeaway. Well, you could put together some of your best recipes, get somebody to video them, and put them as a series of videos, perhaps issued once a week on YouTube, and soon enough you'd find that you get a quite significant following, particularly if you start following other people who are interested in food as well. Or let's take somebody else. Now, I don't know if you know of a lady called Lauren Luke. She is a stay-at-home mum who lives up in Newcastle in the United Kingdom. I think it's either Newcastle or Sunderland. And about 3 or 4 years ago, she started putting out regular videos on YouTube about her applying makeup in different situations. And she just kept on doing it. And now I think she has well over 700 videos on her YouTube channel of where she's applying different types of makeup. And in fact, with the advertising revenue that she's generated as a consequence of all the popularity that she's gradually gained from her followers watching her videos, she's now been able to give up her day job. But more than that, she's even got a whole new makeup line called the Lauren Luke makeup line. Now, that's obviously a particular example of something that can be. You know, most people who go onto YouTube typically have a 12 to 18 month period of activity and then they gradually tail off. But the people who stick with it, who regularly produce videos day in, day out, or perhaps week in, week out, are the ones who do end up getting a large following. What if your business doesn't have anyone who's photogenic? Well, you don't necessarily have to have somebody in the video. You can just have somebody's hands if it's the case of cooking or knitting or producing something, making something. There are literally millions and millions, hundreds of millions of people out there every day searching on YouTube for information. And if you can provide something of great value to them that will help them solve a problem, then you will get a following. But the careful thing you have to do is plan what you're going to do in advance rather than just putting together something higgledy-piggledy. And I think that's the biggest mistake I made when I first started blogging on YouTube. I didn't really have a plan. I just did something every day for 90 days, which was great. It was a good experience. But I didn't really have anything systematic. So I would be repeating things and not really knowing where I was going, just looking for inspiration. And that was fine to start off with. But now really what I know I need to do is develop a 6-month and a 9-month action plan. And that's certainly something I'm planning for 2011 when I'll be launching a new YouTube channel focusing on one particular topic. Anyway, enough of me. What about you? Well, I said at the beginning of this conversation that there were at least 3 different types of video that you can use. And I said viral video was the first one. And then I went on to mention the fact that really on YouTube, it's not so much the viral videos that are important. It's the videos where the user has got a large following who are interested and want to get new information about that person, their life,